Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Mindset Monday conference call hosted by Gemini. My name is Jim Anderson, and I am the Vice President of Sales for Gemini, and I want to assure you that each one of you are at the right place, right time for this opportunity. We have a tremendous call tonight and a tremendous opportunity to describe it to you. I love the energy that I'm feeling from the company, from the associates, from the leaders and customers that I felt over the last couple of weeks since I've been with the company, and it's certainly contagious, and tonight is no exception. We've got a very, very special guest tonight. These are the calls that we have on a weekly, ongoing basis. We call them Mindset Mondays because we will bring in information to you, inspiration, information, education, whatever it takes, some tidbit of information, inspiration that will enable you to be more prepared mentally, physically, spiritually to share this tremendous opportunity. And tonight, without further ado, I'd like to introduce someone, a very special guest, someone I've known for slightly more than 31 years. His name is Brett Anderson, and yes, he happens to be my son, but more importantly than my son, he is someone that brings a tremendous amount of enthusiasm and knowledge to the field of hemp, of CBD. He's been a professional in this industry for more than 6 years, someone that has a passion for it, an interest, and he has agreed, frankly, at the invitation, not of myself, but of Bill Ladwig and Jay Archer and Jeff Fearfort, to be what I call an advocate advisor to Gemini, someone to come alongside and help each one of us grow in our knowledge and our enthusiasm and our confidence for sharing this tremendous opportunity. Without further ado, again, I'd like to welcome Brett Anderson to the call. Brett, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Well, we see you loud and clear, and we hear you loud and clear. Welcome to the call, and thank you so much for accepting the invitation that the corporate executives extended to you, and I'm happy to be the emissary in that regard. Brett, what I'd like to do tonight, just really, like you and I have a fireside chat with the people who have been on the call or who are on the call this evening, would you just give us a thumbnail sketch of your professional career in this industry and a little bit of how you got started and your passion? Let you just have the microphone for a few minutes just to give us a introduction to yourself.
Well, hi, welcome, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be here, very excited for the opportunity. I've been growing cannabis for the last 6 years. I've been using CBD in particular, and growing CBD in particular, and helping many people across the country and the state with their various ailments. I personally got involved with CBD after I fractured my back. And I was able to sleep and move a lot easier during the day and do a lot of things that I wasn't able to do before. And I just wanted to be able to pass that that healing power on to other people. And so that's what prompted my movement into the industry. And I've been, growing the plant for many years, and I have quite the green thumb. And, you know, I have passion for cannabis and passion for CBD in particular. So that's what brings me here today, and in particular, you know, the Gemini products and getting those out to the country and the world, you know, because it hasn't been available for so long. So.
Exactly. Well, Brett, I know that we even caught you a little bit off guard by having you on the call this evening. I know that things came together rather quickly, and I appreciate very much you scheduling this time for us as this introduction. I know you, again, that you haven't had a tremendous amount of time to get exposed to the details of all the product line with Gemini and the Remedy product in particular, the tincture, but I know you've had a chance to take a glimpse at it. And as you become more familiar with the products, what would be your goal, Brett, with respect to Gemini and its product line?
So the first thing I'd like to say is I think it's very important to have multiple entry points and different applications for the CBD. You know, the tincture is a very wonderful product, but then also I know you guys have capsules as well. And I think that's the full spectrum application and the the various products, frankly, are very important because, you know, you don't just want to do it, apply one way. You know, you want your whole body to be able to absorb all the benefits. So that's what I'm most excited about.
Well, good. We actually, it's powders, as you know, and we've actually got them in the straw. I confused you with over the last couple of weeks, but you're absolutely right. We've got a variety of products that help people in a lot of different ways, and you know, I'm learning more and more about it myself, but the tincture certainly is, in my opinion, the flagship product and one that you're growing more and more familiar with, and so on and so forth. Brett, I know that you could speak for hours about the detail and some of the science involved with the products, but what would be your recommendation or advice to the distributors tonight on how would you recommend them sharing these products to new people? Let's make an assumption that they don't know anything. The person that I'm presenting this product line to for the first time, they don't know anything about CBD, the healing properties of it. What would be just a rule of thumb, or I'm catching you cold here a little bit, but what would be your thoughts and suggestions on how to do that?
So basically, I always like to break it down that CBD basically does a lot of things, but for the most part, it increases circulation and decreases inflammation. And there's various ailments that go with those. I mean, ibuprofen, you know, does a lot of those same things to a small degree, you know, and it helps, you know, muscle pain, things like that, but it can also help, you know, the CBD can also help sleep. It can help with depression. It can help with nerve pain, muscle pain. It helps with seizures. I mean, they're still finding out various things that it helps with, but basically, you know, anyone with, you know, pain of any kind, sleep depression or deprivation of any kind, I think just about anybody can think of something that their body, you know, is lacking that they would like improve. So people that you care about, you know, I want every one of my family members to be taking CBD, you know, and myself, you know, it's very, my pets. I mean, so I think anybody you care about, you know, that's who I'd start with. So.
Right. Well, as you and I have discussed over the years, you know, what I think is one of the most important things about anything that you want to share is to have a belief in it that it works. And there's no better way to develop belief in a up close and personal relationship or experience with anything that you feel passionate about sharing. And I know you're an extremely passionate man and have been for years about this industry, and certainly gone a long way to educating me. And your passion and your commitment and your experience has really sold me and your family members on the benefits of this particular product. You've got one story that really, I know more of the details about it than anybody else in this call, and I don't want you to go into all the details, but I know you alluded to a personal experience you had with your back and the football injuries you've had growing up in high school and so forth, but you had a youth pastor that really touched my heart. I know he did you, and how that experience relationship evolved to where you were able to expose and assist him. Would you just give us a recount of that story, Brett?
Yeah, I'll try not to get choked up, to be frank. You know, it's the one's near and dear in my heart, and this is, I think, how I sold my old man here, you know, on the benefits. I had a youth pastor who had cancer, and he found out really late. And frankly, he was just, he couldn't use the restroom by himself. He couldn't go up and down the stairs. He loved playing the guitar. He couldn't play the guitar. His fingers hurt so much from, you know, the various treatments. But he reached out to me and he said, "Brett, I've never smoked, you know, pot in my life. I don't know the first thing about cannabis, but I do know that there's a chance that it can help me." And I said, "You know what? I know it will. I know it can." So I sent him a good amount of various CBD products, and he was able to use them and receive relief, you know, and live his life and spend more time with his family. And he ended up passing away. But his wife still thanks me to this day for the relief that I was able to help provide. And I just always think about that when, you know, when I'm trying to explain to my loved ones and you know, as a demonstration of that. And there's a big place in my heart for CBD, and I want the world to know. And I you know, it's been way far too long that people have been deprived. And I think that there's a lot of other answers to ailments than prescription drugs and various treatments that end up just destroying our bodies and providing very little relief with a lot of negative side effects. So CBD, you know, near and dear to my heart, you know, for many reasons, but that's a big part of it. You know, that's where it started for me when I was first getting in.
Well, it makes total sense. And you're right. That story did go a long way to demonstrating your commitment to the product, your belief in it, as well as your dear friend, the youth pastor. I know that impacted your life in such a wonderful, many, many ways, actually. And that was just a really tremendous confirmation that he'd reach out to you. You had the expertise and the benefits to be able to help him. So that's, you know, it's a beautiful story, and it's a beautiful truth in terms of how that would help so many people. I love the fact, Brett, that this is not age sensitive. You know, this product, as you mentioned earlier, I mean, you use it with children, with pets, with people, believe it or not, that are older than me, that are out there looking to enjoy the benefits of a higher quality of life. Now, you and I both know that this is not a curative product. You know, there's only one healer, and it's not a product. You know, I happen to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as the healer, but he has put a lot of products on the earth today that benefit humankind, and this is one of them. And I know you're, again, so passionate about it, but in terms of how you would share this with other people, I'm gonna dive just a little bit deeper. And you've certainly been successful in sales before, and I think you and I would agree that that facts tell, but stories sell. So you could get into what I call genus and species, you know, of you could talk somewhat about the chemical composition of these products, but wouldn't you agree that a better way to do that would really to talk about the experiences of the product that you've had or other people have?
Of course, yeah. I mean, myself, I can recount, you know, various experiences of myself and other people, and that's in, like I said, the stories is what I would sell it to people. You know, when you believe and you have the passion, they can feel it. They know that you're not, you know, quote unquote, selling them on it. You know, you're just speaking from your heart. So that's what I try to do, you know, every day in my everyday life. But, you know, especially when trying to, you know, bring a new, you know, product to somebody you love that, you know, maybe they have a, you know, negative attitude towards, you know, because of various reasons, but it's a saving grace, and it's something that we can, you know, we can all use, and we can all enjoy, and all benefit from. And it's
Well, awesome, and I couldn't agree with you more. Again, just scatter shooting a bit here, Brett. What is the what's the difference between hemp and marijuana?
So the marijuana generally will contain THC. Federally, hemp needs to have under 0.001 in some cases percent CBD or THC. So frankly, a hemp product by definition has zero THC, and could have other cannabinoids, all of which are non-psychoactive. THC is the only psychoactive cannabinoid. So, and then a lot of them contain CBD. There's industrial hemp, and then there's hemp that contains multiple cannabinoids, and CBD is one of them. So hemp is either a fiber, you know, product used for, you know, either oil, fiber, and or its medicinal properties.
Okay.
Void of THC is the main difference.
Gotcha. Thank you. Now, going back to your experience, I know that you've studied to show yourself approved, so to speak, and gone online hundreds of times and thousands of hours of research and so forth, but you're what I call, you're one that's been up close and personal with these plants. I mean, you've got your hands dirty. You've got, you know, soil underneath your fingernails. So you've really had an experience with these product, well, this plant from the ground up. I know your specialty is cloning and growing plants, but I think that what we want to do is how you're going to translate that knowledge into assisting Gemini and its associates. And again, just so appreciate you taking the willingness to spend some time to do that. Do you have some ideas on how you might want to charge out to do that?
Well, so I've, in addition to growing the plant, I've also, harvested and made different tinctures, oils, concentrates of the plant itself. And I've found, various ways to ingest and to use it topically. And I've been able to basically squeeze a lot from this plant. And I know how much it can help in different regards, as a food, as a medicine, as a, hair and skin treatment. So I know I've made these products myself. And I've also worked for another hemp or CBD tincture company. So I know a little bit about, the components of what it goes, how you go into the process of making it, and the importance of the clarity, and the importance of the uptake, your body. So I know the delivery systems for CBD. I've experienced them. My patients have, people with ailments have said, well, this application worked, or this application didn't work for certain conditions. For arthritis, you do one thing. For sleep aid, you might, do a different, dosage, or, different times of the day, and things like the with food, without food. So I think that's where my knowledge would come into play. It's a firsthand experimental, knowledge that I've acquired through my experiences and other people's experiences there.
Gotcha. Well, just to punctuate what you've been saying here for the last few minutes is that a man or woman with an experience is never at a disadvantage with someone with an argument. I know that there's no way that you could be persuaded to believe that this product doesn't work. And I've gotten that way over a lot of products. I believe, and you can correct me or, add to this, I believe these ingredients work 100% every time that they're ingested. That's what I believe. Now, some people might not need that particular ingredient because they might not have a sleep problem or an epilepsy problem, but wouldn't you agree, Brett, that getting these ingredients or this plant into people's systems is a positive thing 100% of the time?
Is water important? Is protein important? We have cannabinoid receptors in our brains for a reason. They're not there just to remain unnourished. Just like drinking water constantly during the day is important. Not everyone needs, a gallon of water a day, but the more water you drink, usually the healthier you are. I like to say that with CBD, how much should I take? As much as you can afford. I have a readily available source, luckily, but not everybody does, it's like, how much water should you drink? You should drink as much as you can drink during the day. How much protein should I eat? All these things. So, cannabinoids are no different, especially CBD. It's one of those things that our bodies are made and created to absorb. We have those receptors. We should feed them.
Right on. Well, Brett, thank you again so much. We're going to, in the interest of time, kind of wind this little interview, this little fireside chat, if you will, to a close. But just for the benefit of everyone listening today, Brett is going to be available for a couple of things. One, he'll be making more targeted presentations on calls like this in the future. He's going to be available to take email questions. At this point, we're going to filter those through the Gemini customer service department, but Brett will be responding to those questions, and he's extremely knowledgeable, and we're going to ask and hope and expect that if, even if it goes into a realm that maybe he's not an expert in, that he can find some resources to assess all of us. So it really is a team member coming on alongside each one of us as, again, an advocate and an advisor to the company, but specifically to the distributors, to the members of Gemini. And again, Brett, really, really appreciate you taking the time this evening to jump on a call and just let everybody get to see how articulate you are, knowledgeable, passionate, what a great beard you have, and you are the part, brother, and you are the man. So anyway, Brett Anderson, thank you so much. Welcome to Gemini, and we are looking forward to taking advantage and gleaning from your experience and your passion. So thank you so much.
I'm very excited. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Now, the call is not quite over, everyone. I would like now to read a list. I know it's been a growing list of the qualifiers for the contest, the trip contest. And I've got a dozen or so names to read. So we're going to keep adding these names as they qualify in the weeks ahead. And here are the qualifiers thus far for the trip. Samantha Colvin, Susanna Weedy, Eva Hood, Crystal Petz, Laura Trentham, Karen Woolheater, Kyle Chirpin, Shauna Fritzler, Colette Sawatsky, Tammy Flowers, Tuck Trentham, Chrissy Simmons, Deborah Sweezy, and Jeff Jacomi. Now, I probably butchered a few of those names, but let me just extend my congratulations to each and every one of you. There's just a couple of points lacking on a few other people. I won't mention their names, but 60 points, 340 points, these are nothing. The next people are ready to join these first names and winners. We're so excited about this trip. We've got to the end of October. Very, very excited about the congratulations to the newest qualifiers. I have not, you know, seen and heard all of the individuals yet. I've got to know them, but it is going to be an exciting trip. Do not delay. There are many, many people within striking distance of the trip. Keep pressing, keep pushing. It's going to happen, and it's going to be a trip that you're going to really, really want to be on. So, again, I hope you can tell how excited I am, really just getting involved here on a more permanent basis with Gemini. But the more I see, the more I hear, the more I feel, the more excited I get to team up with so many of you who have been plowing the path, laying the foundation for a tremendous future for all of us going forward. So with that, I'll say good night, everyone. We'll be looking forward to seeing you same time, same place next Monday night for an additional edition of this particular call of Mindset Monday. Have an awesome week. Good night, everyone. God bless you.
Good night.
Yep. Thank you, Brett.
Good night.
Thank you.
Congratulations, everyone. Thank you, Brett.
Woohoo.
Thanks, Brett. Night, John Boy.
Great. Thank you very much.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Good night, everyone.
Thank you. Thanks, Laura. Thanks, Chuck. Good night, everyone.
Bye, everybody.